Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get rid of the Republicans. The time has come. No, they are done. They are done. It is time for a third party to rise up.
They're putting their hashtag on going on there and showing how we're making a change on social justice and all this. Look, this has got to stop. And it seems so phony to me.
So obviously that has nothing to do with Islam, right, Jimmy?
No, not at all.
Obviously.
Not at all, dude. It doesn't make any sense to me how that's tied together.
It has nothing to do with the peaceful Islamic people at all. Whew, that was a close one. That was close. I was almost on the bandwagon of just saying, hey, I hate all Muslims. But nope, it has nothing to do with it. We need justice for Bat Fleck. We need to get to the bottom of who decided to cast Ben Affleck as Batman. We need congressional hearings, I think, because this is a crime against humanity. It's kind of sort of refreshing to actually have some racism involved here. It's kind of refreshing, you know?
Stuff things, words.
Damn, God, I hate him. Oh, man.
You are listening to Arms His Way with Ryan Hawes.
All right, hello and welcome everybody to episode 68 of Harm's His Way. With me, I am, of course, your humble drunkard from afar. My name is Ryan Harms, and this is Harm's His Way. It's my way. My way on the highway. This time, I'm going to let it all come out. This time, I'm going to let it all go now. Because it's my way. It's Harm's His Way. All that awesomeness, stuff, things, words. There's lots of stuff and things and words to discuss tonight. Probably what's going around the most in the world right now. One of the biggest topics is, of course, the passing of the musician. That's the word I'm looking for, duh. The musician known as Prince. Sometimes he was formerly known as Prince. Sometimes he was known as the symbol. Either way, the passing of Prince. It's news that broke today. We'll get into that. But first, this is a discussion that's been had on this show, or maybe the Drunken Radio Show in the past. Man, I'm not sure how to start this. I'm not sure how to kickstart this discussion. Pretty much. That's how you say the same thing twice. As a libertarian, one of my least pressing political issues is number one, least, God damn it, I think I've had too much to drink already, here, this is how you do this, this is how you host a professional talk show podcast thing that we do here, yeah. What you do is you play the sound bite, right? You play this sound bite, and then you go from there. So let's do this. Let's take a listen to something that transpired this week. And take a listen, takers.
Hello, I am Jordan Brown. Today is April 14th, 2016. It is approximately 5:50 p.m. Here in Austin, Texas. Today, I went to Whole Foods and I ordered a cake. I just want to show you this real quick. I ordered a cake, and as you see, on the cake, I had them write, "Love wins." When I got into my vehicle, I looked inside and I saw that they had wrote "Love Wins Fag" on there. See it nice and clear. Also, it is still in a sealed box. As you see, I have not opened up this box yet. It is still sealed. As you see right here, it is still sealed. This is everything on it, the price of it, everything. It's still sealed. This also, the receipt. It's still inside of a sealed box right there, clear as day, from Whole Foods. Love Wins Fag. It's still sealed. I have not opened this box yet. It's still sealed. I have not opened the box. Here's the receipt again, everything on it. I purchased it today at 12:57. This is discrimination.
It's pretty much been all but proven now that this person, this pastor in Austin, Texas, who is apparently a homosexual, which is fine, don't care. The fact that he's a pastor and also gay, whatever, that's cool. But it's been pretty much proven at this point that he doctored this cake from Whole Foods. He doctored it. He wrote the fag on the cake. This isn't the first time that a gay activist has, you know, reported something false along these lines. In 2013, there was the a lesbian waitress who wrote on a ticket that she received with no tip or something along those lines, "We don't support your lifestyle, so you're getting no tip." And it was fake. There was... Man, I'm trying to find the story of that lists all these different ones. But there's one instance in which a woman was claiming that she was experiencing harassment from neighbors in letters, saying that they were too gay, or that her yard was too gay. Too gay. And yet there was all these weird capitalizations in the letters, and it's the same way that she writes personally online. There's hell, even the Matthew Shepard case is pretty questionable whether or not he was killed just because he was gay. At this point, now let's go to religious freedom here for just a moment, shall we? Oh, my God. Let's go to religious freedom. I've been personally avoiding this topic for the last couple of weeks since Mississippi and North Carolina and everywhere like such as, I don't have maps, everywhere like such as that's been passing religious freedom laws recently. Mostly, what these laws entail is the protection of religious freedom. Here, just for one moment. Allow me to wipe off an old dusty document and read the very first amendment of the United States Constitution. All right. all right, got the dust off. It reads, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the very first amendment of the United States Constitution. The very first line of the very first amendment of the United States Constitution, in case you missed it, was Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, meaning they cannot, the United States federal government cannot favor one religion over another, but let's ban Muslims. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But let's ban Muslims. Or let's force bakers and photographers to participate in marriages. That goes against their religious beliefs. The federal government cannot tell a Christian, a Jewish person, a Muslim in the United States, the federal government cannot say that your non-participation in a gay wedding is illegal. Already, that is what is stated in the First Amendment of the Constitution, the very first line of the First Amendment of the Constitution. You cannot, the government, or Congress rather, the federal government, cannot prohibit the free exercise thereof, the freedom of religion. The free exercise of religion. Now, yes, I do 100% support the legalization of gay marriage. I don't support it on the federal level because it's not... I've been over this time and time again. Hell, I don't even support straight marriage as it stands right now on the federal level. And everything else, the government has no place in any marriage, period. But... now that gay marriage is legal now, you cannot force anybody to go against their personal exercise thereof, their religious beliefs. Do that. And yet it's been done in Washington and all these other places where, you know, the couple that refused to bake a gay wedding cake, that's... or the photographer that wouldn't participate in a gay wedding. You cannot do that. Laws in Mississippi and North Carolina are just reinstating the very First Amendment of the Constitution. Also, at least I believe it's North Carolina, maybe not Mississippi, that addresses this. I'm fuzzy on it because, honestly, as a libertarian, I don't really care what I do, because this one of these states that just passed a freedom of religion type law thing that apparently now the UK has given travel advisories to the United States, if whatever, but yet they don't give travel advisories to like the Arab nations, the United Arab Emirates, where they're, you know, where you can be killed for being gay. No travel advisory for that. But hey, if you go to Mississippi or North Carolina, you might be discriminated against. No, unless you're planning on getting married to a gay partner in North Carolina or Mississippi, then no, you're not going to be discriminated against. Or if you're gender fluid, one day you feel like a woman and you're a straight, a biologically male, gender fluid human being, and one day you just want to, you feel like a woman this particular Tuesday, so you want to use the woman's restroom. You can't do that in whichever state it is. Maybe it's both. I don't know. Mississippi and or North Carolina. If you're a high school student and you're gender fluid, and one day you're sexually attracted to females, but you're gender fluid, you know? And one particular Wednesday, you just feel like you're, you know, feeling a bit more effeminate. So what you want to do is go into the women's locker room. Unfortunately, if you live in Mississippi and or North Carolina, you cannot do that because obvious reasons. Now look, if you are a transgendered person, especially if you've gone with the reconstructive surgeries, go for it, man. I couldn't care less which bathroom you go into. I could not care less, me personally. As a libertarian, I almost couldn't care less about anyone going into any restroom, but this is just, it's not, but especially when you go into, like, the aspect of locker rooms, high school or any school locker rooms or gym locker rooms or anything else, you don't allow this, the open defense of, hey, I was feeling like a woman that day, so I wanted to use a locker room. Oops, I tripped, fell, and landed into a vagina with my penis. No, just no. This is, how have we arrived at this place as a society? How is this somehow acceptable? You can use, how could, I mean, I'm not trying to be some sort of, I don't know, 1950s conservative Leave It to Beaver person, but this is common sense, isn't it? This is absolutely common sense. Now, with the situation with the Whole Foods cake, the thing that, you know, started this conversation, soundbite one more time.
Hello, I am Jordan Brown. Today is April 14th, 2016. It is approximately 5:50 p.m. Here in Austin, Texas. Today, I went to Whole Foods and I ordered a cake. I just want to show you this real quick. I ordered a cake, and as you see, on the cake, I had them write, "Love wins." When I got into my vehicle, I looked inside and I saw that they had wrote "Love wins fag" on there. See it nice and clear. Also, it is still in a sealed box. As you see, I have not opened up this box yet. It is still sealed. As you see right here, it is still sealed. This is everything on it, the price of it, everything. It's still sealed. This, also the receipt, it's still inside of a sealed box right there, clear as day, from Whole Foods. Love wins, fag. It's still sealed. I have not opened this box yet. It's still sealed. I have not opened the box. Here's the receipt again, everything on it. I purchased it today at 12:57. This is discrimination.
Now, again, it's been pretty much proven at this point that this, whatever his name is in Texas, Austin, Texas, pastor, homosexual pastor, person, doctored this cake and wrote fag on it himself. This has been something that's been going on for quite a while now. Well, not quite a while now, but many instances of it where there's false claims of homosexual bigotry or homophobia, falsely accused homophobia. There's been falsely accused arsons. A lesbian couple burnt down their own home and wrote something along the lines of, "One dead queer is good, but two dead queers is better," on their, I think, their garage door as they burnt their home down and tried to gain an insurance claim. There's many, many examples that's been going on for the past couple of years. These people go on, you know, GoFundMe and all these other places and try and gain sympathy when they're just making up stories. They're making up falsehoods. And it's just a disturbing trend. This is just the latest. And it's amazing how fast it's been pretty much proven by Whole Foods that this guy is falsifying all of this. Like number one, Whole Foods released the security footage, not security footage, whatever, the camera footage, all that. The label is on top of the box. And yet that's gone in his video. Stuff and things like that. He places his wallet on top of the box as if to cover up where the fag would have been written. just to give himself an out. There's just so much that already proves that this guy just wanted to gain a buck for being discriminated against. And it's horrible. It's rough. Almost like stealing an election or conning the American people that you're actually a conservative when really you're not. Coming up here on Arms His Way. But first, as I mentioned at the top of the show, The tragic news is that Prince passed away. The musician, the artist formerly known as Prince, or also he was known as the Symbol for a period of time, I guess. Now, look, I'll just admit this. I've never been a huge fan. Hell, I couldn't even name the song that I'm about to play. I didn't know what it was called, but it's Party Man. I couldn't name any other Prince song up until a few hours ago when I first learned of his passing. Forgive me for not making a larger deal out of this, or not a larger deal, but you know, perhaps giving him the respect that he deserves. It's just, I'm sorry, this is Hanji's way, it's my way, this is what I want to talk about. That's what this whole show is about. But, I mean, no disrespect, and it, of course it's a terrible, tragic loss of human life. And, but yeah, to lead us into a break, I'm going to play the one and only real instance in which Prince ever affected my life. And it'll be pretty obvious when you hear the first couple of lines and what's going on with this soundbite. So, yeah, Stuff Things Wears More Harms His Way is coming up just after all this. 760-539-3247 or the Skype button at the top of the page. If you'd like to comment, or if you've got thoughts, comments, concerns about anything that I'm talking about tonight. But here we go. Rest in peace, Prince. All of that.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence.
Drunken Diaries, Volume 2, More Drunken Ramblings You Won't Read.
And the butchery begins.
With a brilliantly written foreword by Travis Bevan that is worth the price of purchase alone.
Now I have something I can work with.
For only $3.99, get the sequel to The Drunken Diaries. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2, More Drunken Ramblings You Won't Read. Get it on your Kindle device today.
Yeah, bitch!
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
Men from lesser states may know their state's capital, but you know your state's bird, tree, and even reptile.
Love that horny toad.
You display your pride with your Lone Star tattoo, Native Texan bumper sticker, and contempt for any state that doesn't start with Tex and end with Is.
That spells Texas.
Sure, there are 49 other states in the Union, but they're smaller, wussier, and the people talk funny.
Yankee wussy.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh lover of the Lone Star State, because all that flag-waving must have made you mighty thirsty.
Mr. Wade, you got a
Bud Light beer, Anheuser-Busch, Houston, Texas.
I'm your GPS. Turn right up ahead. You never update me, so now I just have to wing it.
I meant turn left up ahead.
Recalculating. Turn right now!
And your cut rate insurance may not pay for all this, so get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Recalculating.
Mayhem is everywhere, so get an Allstate agent. Are you in good hands?
It's a new day in America. Today, more people will go to work, return home to their families, and sleep more soundly than ever before. All because one man refuses to settle, putting people before politics. That man is Frank Underwood.
America, I'm only getting started. I'm Frank Underwood, and I approve this message.
Oh my goodness, everybody, this is breaking news. Breaking news. Sir Trump won his home state in the Republican primary. What? Oh my goodness. Holy, oh my, oh wow. Good job, Mr. Trump. You won your home state. You won it real good. That's, okay, so that's awesome. But yet, if you've been watching Fox News since Tuesday night, all that you've heard is essentially how Ted Cruz should just drop out of the race. He has no mathematical chance at 12:37. It's not even possible. He's got to drop out. Blah blah blah. Make America great again. Because I'm Sean Hannity, and I'm with everyone on Fox News. We need to make America great again. I can't believe how despicable Fox News has been, especially this past year. Or not this past year, but since the beginning of this year. It began on New Year's Eve when Mr. Trump and his family were given this. They were treated like royalty on the Fox News, whatever, New Year countdown BS. Whatever. And with the likes of Sean Hannity, who is, without a shadow of doubt, a Trump-tard, one of those Trump-tards. That is the one and only way in which it is allowed to say the current Republican frontrunner's name, because if you call him, you say trumpet, Trump-tard, those sorts of things. Mr. Trump has never, ever received a hard interview on Fox News. He hasn't been pressed on anything. The toughest has honestly been Bill O'Reilly, in which really didn't amount to anything. It's absolutely repulsive how Fox News has just given this guy everything and just awarded the presidency to him. It is repulsive how this progressive, this absolute progressive, is allowed free reign on the Republican Party. It is not shocking that he won in New York. Hell, it's not shocking that he's probably going to win the next 5 states, I believe it is, all of which are in the Northeast. That will not be shocking. It will not be groundbreaking. But for Fox News to put up, it was Wednesday morning, I was watching Fox and Friends for whatever reason. I wasn't watching it. It was more background noise than anything. But it caught my eye when they put up a graphic of Ted Cruz winning his home state of Texas and Mr. Trump winning his home state of New York. Second here. I'm sure you can hear me typing away. I'm just trying to get the official results of both primaries real quick. There we go. Sorry, dead air. Things, words, things, stuff, everything. Words, awesomeness, things. This odor isn't dead air and everything. And of course, everything just goes to shit anyway. So, yeah, how's the weather? It's been pretty nice here. Today, anyways, it's been kind of crap every other day, but anyways. Anyways, what caught my eye Wednesday morning while I had Fox and Friends on as background noise was when they put up, "Oh, look, Ted Cruz won in Texas, but look, he only got 43.8% of the vote. And now let's compare that to Mr. Trump, who won with 60.4%. Ted Cruz needs to drop out right now. He's getting destroyed." They put him side by side, 43.8 in his home state. But Trump won 60.8 in his home state. Holy crap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This just made it worse, man. Googling the results just made it far worse. The vote total for Cruz in Texas was 1,239,370. That's how many votes got him 43.8%. In New York, Mr. Trump got 524,932 votes, 60.4%. Geez, oh my God, Fox is just the worst. They are the worst. I am absolutely done with Fox. As a matter of fact, let me do this right now. Right now, live. I'm going to turn the TV down so you don't hear whatever's going on. Just because I'm done. I am absolutely done with Fox News. I have been for a while. But no, I can't do it anymore. The only show that I ever watch on Fox is Red Eye. And that's been iffy lately. No, I am done with Fox News. I'm not going to watch Red Eye even anymore. I'm done. How they could do this is beyond me. They are pushing a progressive. Hell, do you? Here is pretty much the ultimate proof. But, I mean, if you're going to, this isn't going to matter to you. But, come on, man. This guy is a progressive, period. Just listen to this. Listen to this, man. How can you, whatever. Take a listen, listen takers.
It's the answer told by lines that stretched around schools and churches, by people who waited 3 hours and 4 hours.
People sometimes wait in line for 7, 8, 10, 12 hours.
For all the work that you are doing for women all across the country.
Planned Parenthood does a lot of good job, a really good job in a lot of different areas.
You guys keep on manipulating your currency. We are going to start shutting off access to some of our markets.
China is ripping us on trade. They're devaluing their currency.
What we need to do is to just be better bargainers.
We have to be smart, and we have to use smart people to negotiate.
We'll put people back to work rebuilding our crumbling roads and bridges.
To fix our roads, our bridges, and all of the other problems.
Tell the lobbyists in Washington that their days of setting the agenda are over.
So I don't have to take donors and special interest people and lobbyists.
The same special interests that have come to dominate our politics.
My special interest are the people of America.
Fighting to reduce the influence of money in politics.
And I'm totally self-funding my campaign.
And curbs the waste and inefficiency
with
the money.
Fraud and abuse.
No amount of waste is acceptable.
Tremendous waste.
Social Security is solvable.
I'm going to save Social Security.
To help middle-class families.
We're going to rebuild our middle class.
And my feelings about this are constantly evolving.
I've evolved on many issues over the years.
What I do oppose is a dumb war.
The war in Iraq. It's a big, fat mistake.
Uh-huh. I'm done, man. How Fox News could do that. How Fox News could... Anyone at Fox News can sleep at night. How anyone at Breitbart can sleep at night. How anyone... Any of these Trump propaganda media outlets can disgusting, man. Now, remember how Ted Cruz fumbled so much on because he said, oh my God, the New York values are not the values of America, but Trump was like, oh, duh, how he could say that when 9/11 happened and they were so awesome. Remember how that was such a big deal? Well, Mr. Trump has gone on.
And it's
on.
Very close to my heart because I was down there and I watched our police and our firemen down on 7-Eleven down at the World Trade Center right after it came down.
7-Eleven.
And I saw the greatest people I've ever seen in action. I saw the bravest people I've ever seen, including the construction workers, including every person down
7-Eleven.
There. That's what New York values about.
How many times has this clip been played on Fox News? This happened before the primary. I don't know exactly when. Maybe it was over this past weekend. I'm not positive. But...
And it's very close to my heart because I was down there and I watched our police and our firemen down on 7-Eleven down the World Trade
Mr. Trump has gone on. He has moved on from the Kardashian candidate and has become the Ali G candidate. And oh my God, he won 60% of the vote in New York, his home state, while Ted Cruz only won 43%. And number one, there were four other people running in Texas. Hell, there's probably even more on the ballot because that's how it works. It's everyone that was running. He almost tripled the votes in Texas the number of votes in Texas. Oh, my God.
And it's very close to my heart because I was down there and I watch our police and our firemen down on 7-Eleven, down at the World Trade Center right after it came down. And I saw the greatest people I've ever seen in action. I saw the bravest people I've ever seen, including the construction workers, including every person down there. That's what New York values about.
He's gone from the Kardashian candidate to the Ali G presidential candidate. How, man, how? This is... How have we gotten to this point, man? Where so many absolute, die-hard constitutional conservatives, libertarians alike, are like, yeah, this guy, this Trump guy, he's awesome. He wants to build a wall, damn it. That's what we need the most is the wall. I don't care about anything else. Hell, Ann Coulter, someone that I don't particularly care for, but whatever, she's been a huge conservative voice for years and over a decade now, I'm pretty sure. Well, yeah, definitely over a decade now. But she said, I don't care if he performs abortions in the Oval Office. We need him as president. Now, look, abortions, blah, 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 whatever. I'm wishy-washy on it. And I'll admit that. I don't care about the topic specifically, but for diehard conservatives, that's kind of a big thing, and it always has been. And man, I do not understand this. I do not understand this. How could anyone be this stupid? How could Fox News, anyone on Fox News, any of these top conservative leaders, Sean Hannity, anybody, be so blinded by this moron, this psycho, this absolute sociopath? How could anyone support this sociopath? How? Mr. Trump is a sociopath. He is a psycho. There is no difference between him and Hillary Clinton. There is none. None. Maybe the wall thing. Maybe that's their only difference. That's if he actually is telling the truth and he's going to make sure that the wall is built. Maybe that's the only difference. He wants to raise taxes. He wants to ruin the economy. I mean, he says he isn't, but tariffs are going to ruin the economy. I do not understand this world in which the Trumptards live in. I am as angry as any other right-leaning American that is in tune with the political system. I am just as, if not more, angry than your typical Trump-tard. But I do not allow that anger to blind me. I do not understand this world that we live in from the quote-unquote conservative side to this,
hey, let's let perverts into women's bathrooms. That's going to end up perfectly. That's going to be awesome.
And by the fucking way, Mr. Trump now supports that whole situation. He's like, no, yeah, let's. I don't care. Let's let everything be the way as it goes. Let's let everything be. Let's let transgendered people go into bathrooms. That's cool. But no, that's not going to matter to the Trump-tards. I'm so done. I'm done. I don't get it. I'm not supporting Fox News at all anymore. I am absolutely 100% done with Fox News. I will never put that channel back on my television ever. I am absolutely done. This is.
And it's very close to my heart because I was down there. And I watch our police and our firemen down on 7-Eleven, down at the World Trade Center, right after it came down. And I saw the greatest people I've ever seen in action. I saw the bravest people I've ever seen, including the construction workers, including every person down there. That's what New York values about.
I'm done. This is absolutely moronic.
Because we're going to turn it around and we're going to start winning again. We're going to win so much. We're going to win at every level. We're going to win economically. We're going to win with the economy. We're going to win with military. We're going to win with health care and for our veterans. We're going to win with every single facet. We're going to win so much you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more. We're going to win so much. I love you, Albany. Get out and vote. You will be so happy. I love you. Thank you. Thank you.
760-539-3247 or click on the subscribe button at the top of the page. If you've got thoughts, comments, or concerns about anything that I've been talking about tonight. We're going to a extended break here. More Harms His Way is coming up. Just stay tuned, everybody. And, 760-539-3247 button. We'll be right back.
I'm good.
Don't let this happen to you.
Get the Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. Available exclusively on Kindle. For only $2.99. Wait, only $2.99?
Goddamn right.
That's The Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. On Kindle.
Buy it today.
This job, we try to save as many people as we can. Sometimes that doesn't mean everybody. But you don't give up.
New York, Washington, D.C., Sokovia. Okay, that's enough. Captain, people are afraid.
That's why I'm here. We need to be put in check.
Whatever form that takes, I'm game.
I'm sorry, Tony. If I see a situation pointed south, I can't ignore it. Sometimes I wish I could.
Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth. I know we're not perfect.
But the safest hands are still our own.
Cleanliness was supposed to be my
Budweiser presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
While lesser designers would shy away from putting 300-pound men in spandex, you embrace it.
Yes, you do.
Pushing fashion to its limits, literally, you pair tights with a cape, a leotard with a mask, leather boots with a thong.
Oh, looking good.
All understated ways of saying, I'm going to rip your head off and look fabulous doing it. So this bud's for you, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Guy, because without you, a man crushing another man's head in his arms would just look silly.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
I'm kind of a social media nerd. I'm also kind of a burglar. The couple that lives here posted online that they're out of town, so I'm turning Su Casa
into Mi Casa.
And if you share every detail of your life on social media, this could be you.
So get Allstate.
Where agents keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Mayhem is everywhere. Are you in good hands?
Time to get rid of the Republicans. Their time has come. You know, they are done. They are done. It is time for a third party to rise up.
They're putting their hashtag on going on there and showing how we're making a change on social justice and all this. Look, this has got to stop. And it seems so phony to me.
So obviously that has nothing to do with Islam, right, Jimmy?
No, not at all.
Not at all, obviously.
Not at all, dude. It doesn't make any sense to
no.
me how that's tied together.
It has nothing to do with the peaceful Islamic people at all. Whew. That was a close one. That was close. I was almost on the bandwagon of just saying, hey, I hate all Muslims. But nope, it has nothing to do with it. We need justice for Bat Fleck. We need to get to the bottom of who decided to cast Ben Affleck as Batman. We need congressional hearings, I think. Because this is a crime against humanity. It's kind of sort of refreshing to actually have some racism involved here. It's kind of refreshing, you know? It's stuff things words. God, I hate them.
Oh, man.
You are listening to Harms' Way with Ryan Harms.
All right, 760-539-3247 or the Skype button at the top of the page. If you've got thoughts, comments, or concerns about anything that I've talked about tonight. But there's a couple of other things. Believe it or not, but two progressive New York Democrats won two different primaries on Tuesday. One was, of course, Mr. Trump. The other was Hillary Clinton, who won bigly in New York. Let's take a listen to her victory speech.
Excuse me. Too much to say.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Wow. Oh, my God. She went there. Oh, damn. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Yeah, thank you. Finally, someone said it. Finally. Yep, that's right. Couldn't have put it better
myself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, them fighting words.
Thank you.
Anyone should be able to, defeat her in a general election. Unfortunately, Mr. Trump is unable to, according to pretty much all polls. But all right, then. Let's see what else. What else we have on deck here? Speaking of Hillary, let's go over this, shall we?
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce
in my bag, Swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen,
yes.
I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Yes. Now, okay, number one. The hot sauce thing is something that she said time and time again in the past, but not necessarily in those terms. It was presented to her as what's something that you always carry on you, like in your purse. I mean, those words weren't directly used, in your purse, but what's something that you always carry on you, and she said hot sauce. She has said over the past few years, there's been stories that she had like a collection of different hot sauce bottles while she was first lady and such. So that isn't directly the story here. The story here is the ending of that clip. The ending of that clip in which, let's just take another listen to it. Because, it all sounds like, hey, she's just pandering, and she's saying she carries hot sauce because it's something that black people like. Apparently, that's a thing. I mean, I'm one that cares about stereotypes. That doesn't sound right, but I'm one that didn't grow up in the time where stereotypes and pointing them out for comedic value was, I grew up in the time when that was okay to do. You could do that. You could point out stereotypes for comedic value. And I've never in my life heard that black people love hot sauce. But either way, again, that is not the focus of this soundbite. The focus of it should be at the very end there. So let's take a listen to it one more time.
So what's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
You, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce. Hot sauce in my bag, Swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen,
yes.
I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Yes. People are just going to say you're pandering to black people. Is it working? Yes, this is working. Oh, all right, calm down. Right? Is it working? All right, then, that's cool. Before I totally upset myself again, let's go to this tidbit of news from this past week. Harriet Tubman is going to replace Andrew Jackson on the cover of the $20 bill, which is fine in my book. Andrew Jackson is one of the worst presidents we've ever had. Apparently he was a decent general. But one of the worst presidents we've ever had, and also just a horrible human being. So, yeah, let's get him off of our currency, obviously. Do that. Let's get rid of him. But, I've got no other thoughts. It's kind of sad, though, that Hamilton was only saved because of some sort of popular Broadway show. The only reason that saved Hamilton from getting removed from the $10 bill. So whatever. I mean, again, I'm totally fine with this. Harriet Tubman's cool, obviously. But apparently, like, Jackson's going to be sharing the $20 bill with Tubman. Like, he's going to be on the back of it. Kind of odd. Slave owner and former slave, or slave, ex-slave, and slave owner on the same bill. That's kind of odd. Sending different messages, I would suppose. Plus, Jackson was against, like, you know, a federal banking system. Hey there, Federal Reserve. Which is probably one of the only things that was good about Andrew Jackson. But still things was. Finally, let's make myself angry again. Let's make Ryan angry again. Do you like that? I kind of twisted Trump's little campaign slogan. Let's make Ryan angry again. Right? But this is something that happened earlier this week. Ted Cruz was doing an interview with Sean Hannity, which is why I went off on Sean Hannity in the last segment. Quite a bit more than normal, mentioning him more than normal as far as Fox News personalities are concerned. But here we go. Ted Cruz, interview Sean Hannity. Take a listen.
I'm on social media with millions of people. I have 550 radio stations, and I have the top-rated cable show at my hour all across the board. And I am telling you that people are telling me that they find this whole process confusing. You know, I can read the articles, for example, about, you know, what people want to know what actually happened in Georgia this weekend, where people that I guess on the first ballot are going to Donald Trump, but representatives of yours talk to them and are persuading them to vote for you on a second ballot. That is an important question, because I think most people would like to know how this works. And I'm really am asking you, it's more than a process question. It's an integrity of the election question, and everybody's asking me this question. So I'm giving you an opportunity to explain it.
Sean, the only people asking this question are the hardcore Donald Trump supporters.
Why do you do this every single time? You got to stop. Every time I have you on the air and I ask a legitimate question, you're trying to throw this in my face. I'm getting sick of it. I've had you on more than any other candidate on radio and TV. So if I ask you, Senator, a legitimate question to explain to the audience, why don't you just answer it?
Apparently somebody doesn't like the truth. Someone doesn't, or maybe you could say they can't handle the truth. Sean Hannity is unable to deal with the fact that he is a supporter of Mr. Trump. Everyone knows it at this point. He said time and again that he can't think of one issue. He can't think of one issue in which Mr. Trump is progressive. For instance, Mr. Trump wants to raise taxes on the wealthy. That's a totally conservative value. Mr. Trump loves Planned Parenthood. That's a total conservative value. Has Sean Hannity ever pressed Mr. Trump in an interview to a tenth degree as hard as he did on his radio show just then? Let's take another listen to it, and then we'll play Ted Cruz's answer. Let's take another listen to Sean Hannity being the Trump-tard that he is, and then let's listen to Ted Cruz's response. Here we go.
I'm on social media with millions of people. I have 550 radio stations, and I have the top-rated cable show at my hour all across the board. And I am telling you that people are telling me that they find this whole process confusing. You know, I can read the articles, for example, about, you know, what people want to know what actually happened in Georgia this weekend, where people that I guess on the first ballot are going to Donald Trump, but representatives of yours talk to them and are persuading them to vote for you on a second ballot. That is an important question, because I think most people would like to know how this works. And I really am asking you, it's more than a process question. It's an integrity of the election question, and everybody's asking me this question. So I'm giving you an opportunity to explain it.
Sean, the only people asking this question are the hardcore Donald Trump supporters.
Why do you do this every single time? You got to stop. Every time I have you on the air and I ask a legitimate question, you're trying to throw this in my face. I'm getting sick of it. I've had you on more than any other candidate on radio and TV. So if I ask you, Senator, a legitimate question to explain to the audience, why don't you just answer it?
Sean, can I answer your question without being interrupted?
Go ahead.
In the last 3 weeks, there have been 5 elections in 5 states: Utah, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Colorado, Wyoming. We've won all 5. Over 1.3 million people voted in those 5 states. We won all 5. All of this noise and complaining and whining has come from the Trump campaign, because they don't like the fact that they've lost 5 elections in a row, that Republicans are uniting behind our campaign. So they're screaming on Drudge, and it's getting echoed, this notion of voterless election. It is nonsense. They are making it up. Over 1.3 million people voted. We won landslides in all 5. Now, there is a second component beyond the elections, which is the individual delegates are elected by the people. Donald Trump's campaign does not know how to organize on the grassroots. And so when the delegates are elected, conservative activists, real conservative activists, show up and they elect delegates, and we are winning those elections over and over and over again. The Donald Trump campaign doesn't know what they're doing. They don't show up. In Colorado, the Donald Trump team was handing out flyers asking their supporters to vote for a slate of delegates. They included Cruz delegates on their slate. They just didn't even know how to type up a piece of paper without getting it wrong. In Washington State, when Washington State elected their delegates, 3 days before the election, the Donald Trump campaign, in a panic, realized Washington State was getting ready to elect their delegates. They sent out an emergency email to their Washington supporters, but they screwed up and sent it to their Washington, D.C. supporters instead of their Washington State supporters. I cannot help that the Donald Trump campaign does not seem capable of running a lemonade stand. Elections are won by voters and grassroots activists showing up and voting for the candidate they support, and we are winning election after election after election, and nobody, as I travel the country, nobody is asking me this other than the Trumpsters and people repeating it. What they're asking is, how do we beat Hillary and how do we bring back jobs? My focus is on jobs, freedom, and security, not this incessant whining from the other side. If you lose, don't cry about it. Go back and learn how to win an election. That's what this election is all about.
Wait a minute. Wait just a damn minute here. Mr. Trump only won 60% of the votes in New York. Oh, my God. This system is so rigged. He won 60% of the votes, and yet he won somewhere around 90% of the delegates? This system is rigged. It's a bought and paid for system. This is not democracy. This is America is dead now. We can't. America will never be made great again. Oh my God. Oh my God. How could this be? He won only 60%, but he gained over 90% of the delegates in New York. This is an outrage, and the system is rigged. I'm done, man. I should probably just, like, go into a coma for the rest of this election cycle. Because, look, man. Number one, plenty of presidents have been chosen at their primaries contested conventions. Hell, Abraham Lincoln won the primary at a contested convention. I believe, I want to say Nixon did as well. Which, that's kind of a good comparison. Maybe compare Lincoln and Nixon. It kind of shows the spectrum of presidential candidates that have won at contested conventions. Hell, it's been a long time since there's been a contested convention, sure, but more than likely that's where we're going, because Mr. Trump himself doesn't know how to play the delegate game, and thus he will not gain the 1237 delegates to win. And I'm sorry, Trump-tards, but that's how you win the Republican nomination. You need 1,247 delegates to win the Republican nomination. If it isn't done in the first ballot, essentially what these primaries and caucuses are all about right now, then it will be done on the second ballot. And if Ted Cruz wins that second ballot, that isn't stealing the election. That isn't stifling democracy, because America isn't a democracy. It never has been. A direct democracy, I should say. America has always been a democratic republic. But if Ted Cruz were to win on the second ballot, that wouldn't be stealing. That would be how you win the Republican nomination. The parties, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the Libertarian Party, the Communist Party, hell, the Anarchist Party, which is, I'm pretty sure the Anarchist Party is actually if you vote for none of the above, but whatever. All parties in America are private. They can do whatever they want, essentially. I mean, they can't murder people on Fifth Avenue. Federal laws or anything else. They are private organizations, man. I'm done. Tough things, words. We'll see you next week, everybody. But until then, of course, stay out of harm's way, and always remember that...
Corey Gardner banned birth control.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Take care. Stay out of harm's way.
From Amazon, number 1,772,434th best-selling author, comes his long-awaited, unabashed sequel. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read.
And the butchery begins.
With a brilliantly written foreword by Travis Bevan that is worth the price of purchase alone.
Now I have something I can work with.
For only $3.99, get the sequel to The Drunken Diaries. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read. Get it on your Kindle device today.
Yeah, bitch!
Today is a day for truth. The world needs to know what happened and to know what he stands for. That kind of power is very dangerous. Let the record show that this committee holds him responsible.
That's how it starts. The fever, the rage that turns good men cruel.
This bat vigilante, like a one-man reign of terror. You don't get to decide what the right thing is. Nobody cares about Clark Kent taking on the Batman.
This means something. It's all some people have. It's all that gives them hope.
People hate what they don't understand. Be their hero, Clark. Be their angel. Be their monument. Be anything they need you to be. Or be none of it. You don't owe this world a thing. You never did.
Do you know the oldest lie in America, Senator? The devils don't come from hell beneath us. They come from the sky.
20 years in Gotham, how many good guys are left? How many stayed that way?
He has the power to wipe out the entire human race, and we have to destroy him.
You're gonna go to war.
He is not our enemy. Black and blue. God versus man. Versus night. The red capes are coming. The red capes are coming.
Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. Available exclusively.
exclusively on Kindle. For only $2.99. Wait, only $2.99?
You're goddamn right.
That's The Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. On Kindle. Buy it today.